So why should we not take food cooked by non-devotees? How exactly is consciousness transferred to food?
So the important thing is that when we say scientific explanation, we have to understand that science, as I said, focuses primarily on gross material phenomena and tries to give material explanations for material phenomena. So, in that sense, science doesn't even acknowledge the reality of consciousness as of now, if we just stick to the reductionistic version of science. In an experiential sense, even all scientists know they have consciousness. But in the empirical sense, as an observed reality, as a measurable reality, consciousness is not acknowledged. That's why when we talk about scientific, we cannot have the explanation from material science. But from the spiritual perspective, consciousness is shaped by its contents. Consciousness is shaped by its contents. That means, say right now, I am here thinking about Krishna, thinking about some philosophy which I am trying to speak over here. That is the content of my consciousness. But if I start thinking about how someone disrespected me or something that made me angry, I make that the content of my consciousness, then my consciousness will change. I will become angry. I will become irritated. So, the content of our consciousness, as the content changes, our consciousness itself changes. The whole process of bhakti is spiritualizing the content of our consciousness to make our consciousness Krishna-centered. So now, when we eat food, food is not just the conveyor of physical or bodily energy and bodily health. That is one aspect of it. But it is also understood, especially with respect to those who are trying to refine their consciousness, that food also has subtle components to it. And those subtle components, which are not literally perceivable by the gross senses, but they are experienceable in the transformation of our consciousness. So if we are habituated to taking prasad, and then if you have to go to some relatives or somewhere else where you don't get prasad, and if you take for 1 week, 15 days, 1 month, daily, if you start taking ordinary food, you will start seeing what is the difference. You will start seeing our consciousness coming down, you will start seeing last time we have been angry, right, all these anarthas increasing. We will see our non-devotional dispositions increasing. So, it's not exactly perceivable by senses, but it's experienceable in our own experience. The effects of eating pure food, not eating pure food. So, emotions themselves are not emotions, and the stimuli that cause emotions, they are not exactly physically quantifiable or physically analyzable. If we are, say, using Photoshop to make a beautiful image, now using the computer software, we can decide, okay, I want to make the red color here from 33% to 35%. I want to make the sky blue color from 63% to 59%. So I can change the color composition. But which image is beautiful, which image is not beautiful? That is something the computer cannot tell us. It is something which we ourselves have to experience. So, a computer can give us a report of the measurable parameters, but the effect of those measurable parameters, something which is not reducible or quantifiable or measurable in terms of quantities, it is something that has to be assessed in an intuitive sense, not in a quantitative sense. Intuitively, I know, oh, this red color has become too much, this green color needs to be increased. But it's intuitive sense, it's not a quantitative sense. There is no, I think it's a qualitative assessment which we have to take. So, that way, just as even something which is made using a computer, such as a computer image, there is a qualitative aspect which is not reducible to material components, to its measurable mathematical components.
Similarly, in food, there is a subtle component, which is transmitted from the, not just the cook to the cook, to the eater, but also from the commodity itself to the eater. So, for example, when people eat animals, so at that time, when they eat the animals, they are actually, the animals are in a state of great fear and anger. Terror and anger, one is fear. Terror that I am about to be killed and anger. Oh, why am I being killed like this? And when their flesh is eaten by human beings, then those emotions are also present in that food. And that comes over to us. So how that is present, that is not something which physical senses can perceive. But just as our physical senses also can perceive, that there is more to life, more to nature, more to world, more to the world, than what we can perceive with our senses. As I give the example of four chocolate nature. Same way, there are subtle elements to food, which are the consciousness. And those consciousness, the way, which affect, subtle elements which affect consciousness. And those are the emotions of the food itself, if it is a living animal, living creature, the emotions of the cook, the emotions of the server, and then ultimately these affect the emotions of the consumer. So by taking pure food offered to Krishna, we spiritualize our consciousness much more expeditiously. Thank you very much.